want to greet each one in Jesus' name and welcome everyone to the service here. Glad to see each one of you here. Glad for our visitors and home folks alike. And especially glad to have Robert and Ada May here with us today, and I'd like to ask Robert to lead us in prayers at the end here. Love that song. Joyful, joyful, we adore thee. And it closes with that, just that praise to God and that unending glory that we can someday look forward to. I would like to invite your attention to Luke chapter 8 and read an account here of read a familiar account of a woman that was healed by touching Jesus' clothes. Verse 43. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood staunched. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, "Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" And Jesus said, "Somebody hath touched me. I perceive that virtue has gone out of me." And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him, declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace." There's a lot in this story that we have a lot of details, but there's a lot here that we don't have as well. But if we can just imagine this person being in desperate straits and hearing and maybe having a small hope that Jesus would be able to heal her, and having enough faith that if she could only just touch the hem of his garment. We'd like to sing that song. Jared, if you could lead that number 570, a church hymnal after we're done here. I'd appreciate it. She only touched the hem of his garment. What tremendous power was there around Jesus, in Jesus, and her faith connecting and getting that help that she needed at that time. It is remarkable that she even thought about it. And yet, that's where our source of help comes today, yet even the same thing. It's not magic. It's not our own doings. It's not having the right potion. It's not even lemongrass. It's Jesus. And I just find it a blessing to see that here was a person that had thought of his ability. And maybe it was her last desperate hope. She had been in this condition for years. Now she's there reaching out, and Jesus sensed that touch. And his disciples talked to him and said, "You know, people are jostling you. How can you say somebody touched you?" But he said, "I perceive that virtue has gone out of me." And then she had to expose herself, and she did. And his words, like always, were that of comfort and cheer, and he said, "Thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace." Now turn over to Matthew chapter 14. And somebody has made the comment that this is close to the same place that this woman was healed. And I can't verify that, so I'll just give it as a thought. But here in this chapter, we have Peter. We have the disciples crossing the water, and they hit a storm, and Jesus comes walking to them, and Peter sees it, and he wants to do that as well, and he did for a short time. But that's not what I'd like to read. I'd like to read the last four verses, the last three verses of that chapter. Matthew 14, verse 34. And when they were gone over, they were come into the land of Gennesaret, and when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all the country round about, and brought unto him all that were diseased, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched were made perfectly whole. There are so many powerful words in this short passage. When the men heard that Jesus was there, they sent word out. And many people came with the expectation of being healed. And not only an expectation, but then an actual realization. It says, and as many as touched were made perfectly whole. How can it be more powerful than that? Here in this other story, we had one person touching Jesus, touching his clothes, and she was made whole. One person with faith. And here we have word going out, and it's probably her word went back and spread the word of what Jesus can do. And now the word is out there, and many people, when Jesus comes back over, there are many people there waiting to touch his garment, and it says as many as did were made perfectly whole. Not only is that a beautiful story, but it becomes a reality. I appreciated much the thoughts that were given in devotional this morning of Jesus standing at the door and knocking and wanting to commune, wanting to fellowship, wanting to have a relationship. And I think that's the same, that's a reality for us today. And so Jesus is still the answer. He's still our hope. He's still the one that we can look to for all kinds of healing, whether it's physical, emotional, mental, whatever it is. But that is our hope and our confidence there. And so I just want to leave us with the blessing of this word, that as many as touched him were made perfectly whole. And let's praise the Lord for that. Let's turn to song number 570. And maybe before we do that, let's stand for prayer. And Brother Robert Schwartz, would you lead us in prayer? And then let's sing that song after that.
Okay, 570 in the church hymnal.